Tuesday is Election Day in Sonoma, with just one matter on the ballot: to approve or deny the initiative designated Measure B.
The measure limits the size of any new hotels in Sonoma to a maximum of 25 rooms until such time as the annualized occupancy rate in Sonoma reaches 80%.
Larry Barnett, a former mayor of Sonoma, is one of the people behind the measure. He says it was drafted and placed on the ballot in response to a pair of proposed developments that had the potential to detrimentally change the character of the town.
We had one developer propose a 59-room hotel near the plaza, and almost simultaneous with learning about that, we found out that another hotel company had had meetings with city staff on another parcel on Broadway to put in a 60-room-plus hotel. We could see that as the economy improved, the risk of overdevelopment was also a risk for Sonoma.
Leading the No on B campaign is Nancy Simpson, a longtime resident and active citizen who contends that the 80% occupancy rate was deliberately set so high it could never be reached, effectively blocking any new hotels, ever, as well as the expansion of existing ones.
The proponents of Measure B have actually admitted that they purposely chose a number that would be very difficult to accomplish in Sonoma, because the only three cities in America that ever have had an annualized 80% occupancy rate are San Francisco, Manhattan, and Waikiki Beach.
Simpson argues that the initiative is both unnecessary and undemocratic.
Ballot box growth management is a bad way to manage growth in a small town that already has an effective system of reviewing every project, whether it's a hotel or a strip mall or a gas station. We have a process in place already that reviews every project on a case-by-case basis. And there's really no indication that that system is broken or not working.
But Barnett counters that the current city council is too lax in applying its oversight.
The city council had neither expressed any concerns about it or interest in it. In fact, to the contrary, with the current composition of the council, what we were hearing was a lot of messages about trusting the free market and making the city business friendly, and similar sentiments that indicated that there was really not much of an appreciation on the part of this council, or concern, I should say, about the pace and nature of growth that obviously was coming down the line.
A majority of the current council is opposed to Measure B. One reason, suggests Simpson, is the effect its passage could have on the city's finances.
The transient occupancy tax, which is charged to any lodging at bed and breakfast, vacation rental, or hotels of any size, they pay into this TOT revenue. That revenue makes up 25% of our annual revenue for the city of Sonoma. It's a huge number. It's this year will be about $3 million.
A fairly high turnout is expected for this single-issue election. More than 2,600 ballots have reportedly already been sent in to the county clerk, this from a city with 6,500 registered voters. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.